It's Saturday, April 27th, in the fourth week of Easter. We're glad you're here. On this day, 10 years ago, two 20th century popes, Pope John the 23rd and Pope John Paul II, were canonized. An estimated 500,000 people packed St. Peter's Square and the streets of Rome to witness history. It was the first time that a living pope, Pope Francis, and a former pope, Pope Benedict XVI, celebrated Mass together. It also was the first time two popes were made saints at the same time. At age 76, Pope John the 23rd was the oldest pope to be elected in more than 200 years, while Pope John Paul II, at age 58, was the youngest in more than a century. During Nazi persecution, the future John the 23rd helped the Jewish people by issuing transit visas from the Apostolic Delegation in Venice and coordinating rescue plans with other ambassadors. The future Pope John Paul II lived in Nazi-occupied Poland. Many childhood friends and their families were sent to concentration camps where they lost their lives. The traumatic experience shaped his future ministry, and he was a leader in the fight against Nazism and communism, as well as the prejudice and hatred that led to the Holocaust. The two men were also together at Vatican II, which was convened by Pope John the 23rd and attended by a young bishop, Karol Wojtyła, the future Pope John Paul II. Let's turn now to today's gospel and reflection. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," he answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, that he may regain his sight." Acts chapter 9, verses 10 to 12. The Lord now appears to a Jewish Christian in Damascus, one of those whom Paul had come to carry off in chains. From the Lord's words, we learn that Paul, besides fasting, has been praying and has seen a vision of Ananias coming to help him. The Lord gives Ananias clear directions. He is told that Paul is staying in a house on Straight Street. There is still a street in Damascus with that name. He is also told the name of the person in whose house Paul is staying, and even where Paul is from. Ananias is another one of those people in Scripture who comes upon the stage for only a brief moment, like Simon of Cyrene or Joseph of Arimathea. He has not been heard from before, and after he carries out this task, he is never heard from again. He is like most of us. The details of our lives won't be found in history books. But the Lord has put us on earth for a purpose, which we will fulfill simply by living each day well. There is a purpose to my life, and it's given to me by the Lord. Knowing that can change my life. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.